Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Benchmark Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BNCH and on the OTCQX under the symbol BNCHF. We are chatting again with the president, Jim Gregg. Now, Benchmark Metals is focused at the Lawyers Gold and Silver Project, located in the Golden Horseshoe of northern British Columbia. This Golden Horseshoe area, definitely an area that is getting a lot more attention, and it is pretty much right beside the Golden Triangle in BC as well. Now, just to remind everybody, the Lawyers Gold and Silver Project does have a resource of just short of 3 million ounces. A lot of that is in the indicated. 2.1 million ounces is in the indicated. It comes from three different areas on the project. We're going to be talking about a news release that came out last week, April 6th, drill results from the Duke's Ridge deposit. The headline number here being almost 52 meters of 3.71 grams per ton gold equivalent, also extending mineralization from surface to over 250 meters vertical depth. Jim, start off by recapping these results for us. What should investors be noting about another round of drill results coming from the company here?
All these drill results that we put out since the start of the new year are going to support a much larger mineral resource estimate. And, you know, that result that came out last week was in a zone that was neglected for the most part. It wasn't an area that we were concentrating on. And it returned 52 meters of 3.7 grams gold equivalent, so gold and silver. And that drill result will increase the number of ounces in that area. And as will all of the drilling that was completed last year. So we're trending towards getting closer to 4 million ounces in this update. At least that's what our impression and our models are looking like. It's up to the independent engineer to determine the final value. But it's most certain that this new resource is growing substantially.
Well, Jim, it's going to be exciting to follow along as you put that resource estimate out, showing the growth. One other takeaway I saw from this press release at Duke's Ridge, though, was that connector zone that's showing some similar geology from Duke's Ridge to the Cliffs Creek area. So maybe walk us through how these two areas compare and then that area in between the connector zone that you're continuing to find some results in.
Yeah, you're correct, Shad. The Duke's Ridge area is now growing to the south and to the north and to depth. And it now connects to the largest mineral deposit that we have called Cliff Creek. So Duke's Ridge was previously a small discrete area, and it's now stretching to connect to the largest deposit. So there's been many surprises through the past 12 months. And certainly the Duke's Ridge area is rewarding us with gold and silver ounces at surface at connect to the largest pit, but it is also growing in all directions. And with numbers that are high grade, but also bulk tonnage near surface. So Duke's Ridge area is a zone that we drilled January, February, and March of this year. And we will look to do more drilling there post updated resource. So there's many areas that remain open on this project. And I think longer term, if we were to stretch ahead another 1 or 2 years, it is definitely achievable that 5 million ounces could be realized.
Okay, so again, the company already has just under 3 million ounces. The Duke's Ridge deposit I'm seeing is just over 100,000 ounces that it contributes to that almost 3 million ounce resource. How much drilling has been done then to update this resource, and what is possible here?
Yeah, so Duke's a bit narrower than the other areas, but it's certainly presenting good grade. I believe we drilled somewhere close to about 5,000 meters into Duke's during early 2022. And I think overall, I would be surprised if we did not double the existing size. And with more drilling, I think there's potential to move this into a much, much larger deposit.
Well, Jim, as you work towards this resource estimate, just maybe remind people that are new to the project, because it's already an impressive resource, but it sounds like it's going to be growing to an even more impressive resource. But you have the main area at Cliff Creek, and we've talked about the Duke's Ridge, but you have some other areas, the Marmot Zone, that's kind of a new discovery, the AGB Zone. Where do you see most of the growth coming from on this update? I know that the majority of the work's been done at Cliff Creek, but what other areas are you showing, are you seeing some promise in to keep growing the resource?
Yeah, AGB Zone most certainly is expanding on strike to south and to depth. Our previous resource was quite shallow, the limits of the pit shell. So we pulled that pit shell down much lower with drill indicated mineralization. And Cliff Creek has also grown. So the resource and the expansion into the updated mineral resource estimate is coming from the three deposit areas. And we still do not have enough drilling completed at Marmot and some of these tertiary targets to develop a resource. But there's no question with almost 20 targets across the package outside of the deposits, there's more ounces to be found here. And we believe with more drilling, we'll get to a situation here where we have multiple satellite deposits nearby the existing pits.
So, Jim, I understand that the drill, actually, I guess I should ask, is the drill still turning right now? And what do you think a follow-up program is going to be if you have so many of these targets still to drill?
Yeah, so we are drilling right now at site. The drills are actually working on geotechnical drilling. But the beauty of geotechnical, it provides engineering and technical information to design the pit walls. And this is for our feasibility study for next year. But it will also provide assay information. And I can say that, there was drilling that was done last year for geotechnical purposes. And often we came back with surprises where we thought we were drilling through waste material and it returned us with mineralization. So current drilling, as we speak, geotechnical with some assay information. And then we'll launch back up with a much larger program in June and July. And we're targeting about 50,000 meters to be completed this year. So there will be no shortage of drill results throughout 2022.
Well, Jim, you mentioned some of the geotechnical drilling that you're doing and that's playing into the feasibility study that will be coming down the road. But I believe you're also getting ready to put out an economic study, a PEA, later this year. Can you give us some guidance on that? And when will the PEA be worked on and completed?
So the mineral resource estimate, the update is expected in May. So within a month's time frame from now. And that will be followed by our preliminary economic analysis. So the PEA is slated for about June time period. We've completed most of the work necessary in the PEA. The only thing that's truly missing is the mine schedule, and the mine schedule is pulled out of the resource. So I'd say the majority of all information is complete, and there's two big milestone events here. May time period for a mineral resource update, and then June for a PEA. So these types of milestones add incredible value to companies when they're all positive. And I would expect to see the market cap of this company to move with these milestone events. But in conjunction with that, because of the drilling that's in progress now, we're completing all the engineering and permitting work to get towards a feasibility study. And that could be completed for the first quarter of next year. So another milestone event. And the short or the most robust result of all of this is Benchmark is building a world-class scope and scale of mine, but because of our undervalued nature right now, we truly are a takeover candidate.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up because, look, in full disclosure, Shad and myself are shareholders of Benchmark, and it sounds like you're doing all this work. One, in terms of exploration, growing the resources, sounds like there's still a lot of room to grow these resources, but also doing the economic work to show the profitability of the asset. So it leaves me thinking, are you going to get taken over, or is it going to come to the point that you guys just say, look, we should just build this thing because of how profitable it could be? Again, assuming PEA, feasibility all line up along those lines.
Yeah, I think the answer is yes to both, Corey. doing all this technical permitting and engineering work provides value to the project and to the company. But along that path, if a suitor came along and made an attractive offer, and the suitor had won the capital but technical capability to advance it, most certainly that's the best reward for shareholders. And I can say, you know, we are in the sites. We've had discussions with multiple companies, and there are confidentiality agreements signed, as is a lot of companies actually around the north central British Columbia. But there's very few that are getting closer to 4 million ounces.
Yeah, that is true. And you guys already at pretty much 3 million ounces with an updated resource coming. So look, we're going to keep following along with the drill results that just seem to trickle out on a very consistent basis. Plus, keep all that in mind, the updated resource coming in May, PEA coming quite shortly after that, and a feasibility plan for next year on top of the drilling that sounds like it's just going to keep on continuing. So if anybody has any follow-up questions for Jim regarding anything going on at Benchmark, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. Jim, thank you very much for the update, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.